father was a famous writer, was at that moment trying to cast the invisibility spell she had read about in a book she'd found in her attic. So far, it had only worked on her pencil. Another girl, Alexa Bottle, known as Lexi, whose father was a yoga teacher, had simply put herself into a very deep meditation. Everyone was very still, and everyone was very silent. But Maximilian Underwood hadn't, as they say, got the memo. "It's her grandfather, miss," he said. "He's ill in hospital." "And?" said Mrs. Beathag Hyde, her eyes piercing into Maximilian like rays designed to kill small defenseless creatures, creatures rather like poor Maximilian, whose school life was a constant living hell because of his name, his glasses, his new, perfectly ironed regulation uniform, and his deep, undying interest in theories about the world quake that had happened 5 years before. "We don't have sick grandparents in this class," said Mrs. Beathag Hyde, witheringly. "We don't have dying relatives, abusive parents, pets that eat homework, school uniforms that shrink in the wash, lost packed lunches, allergies, ADHD, depression, drugs, alcohol, bullies, broken down technology of any sort. I do not care. In fact, could not care less."